Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician.
Break it down.
Let's get it on. Yeah, Drew.
Yeah.
Wearing his best damn sports show period shirt.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I like this shirt.
Yeah. I did that today.
Hey, you're wearing the man show shirt.
Oh,
wait a minute. You've been wearing that for 47 days in a row.
Well, you know how I have apparel momentum.
Yeah, you do.
It goes out of the closet, it goes onto the floor, and then I pick it up before I come in here again.
Were you on the Best Damn Short sports show talking about the fight?
No. I was on the Best Damn Sports show talking about the Feast of San Gennaro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're having. Yeah,
nice.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, out at the Grove. We've expanded.
Wow.
Jimmy's put his considerable girth behind it.
But now that this is a sort of a compensation for there being no Little Italy in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We have a Little Italy festival.
The thing about Los Angeles is, you know, these other cities, they have things you can hang your hat on.
Culture.
They have, like, San Gennaro feasts and stuff. Over here, I don't know. Maybe if you got if you're white or something, you just can't really do anything except for a gay pride parade. Here's all we got over here. We got gays. That's it. We got gay parades, and then we got whatever culture you are. But we got nothing. We don't have any Irish stuff,
no. And
we don't have any Italian stuff.
But see, the thing is, you got to remember how this country was settled. They came from sort of Europe to the East Coast.
Right.
Now we got the Pacific coming over here.
Right.
So we get the Pacific Rim stuff.
Yeah.
We got Taiwan.
We got a lot of Bangkok. Cinco de Mayo crap and a lot of gay stuff. But we don't have any good stuff.
But we have all the good Asian stuff.
Indian stuff?
Asian.
Oh, Asian. Yeah. That's a kick in the pants there. That's a good time there. A couple of guys in a dragon outfit dropping black cats on the ground. You like some more cat soup? Fantastic. All right, I'm going home now. That's what that is. Look, let's face it. The Italians know how to throw a feast.
All right.
They know how to party over there.
Okay.
San Gennaro. It's a great feast.
What does San Gennaro stand for?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a feast of San Gennaro.
I cannot be the first person to have asked you that in your little press junket.
I don't know what it is. Look up the San Gennaro feast on there, Engineer Chris. The point is Jimmy got this thing started with a little bit of my help, but mostly everyone else's, and then got together with guys like Tommy Lasorda, and there's Tony Danza and these guys, these Italian-American types, and got this thing going. Guys playing the accordion, tossing pizzas.
I remember it used to be over on sort of off Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
By the Palace.
Yeah. Right near Jimmy's Theater, actually just up the street. But now we've expanded.
The Grove.
We're going to the Grove. It's a beautiful place right there by Farmer's Market. So
Tomorrow?
On out.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday is
Maybe
the...
Friday.
Hmm?
Maybe Friday.
Yeah?
Let's go.
Go Friday. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right, so anyway, I did that Best Damn Sports Show today, which was fine.
Tom's still on that?
So, Tom Arnold, a delightful guy, wants to come back on the show. Had a good time. They did this thing. So, anyway, I get whacked in the head. So, they do this thing where they play fast and loose over there.
Yeah.
And they have this idea. Well, you and Tom Arnold will put these, big novelty-sized boxing gloves on and have, a boxing match. That's fine. And when I say novelty size, I mean super mega novelty size. You know, not to the point where they weigh about 25, 30 pounds. These are hard to lift off the ground. So all you can do is sort of, it becomes like a pillow fight, essentially. But they're heavy. You can't really box in them. They weigh too much. Anyway, you slide your hand in through the thing. You grab a wooden handle, like a broomstick type handle.
Wow.
That's how you hang on to them. They're so big.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Tom Arnold.
Pounds
on Dynamo. Dynamo. Yeah, comes right out of the corner and starts pounding the crap out of it with these things. Now, me, who can box probably better than Tom Arnold, I have no advantage. I'm trying to hold these big sacks of cement up, and Tom Arnold's just wailing away at me. But he's run out of steam quick. So by the second round, I start gaining a little ground on him, and now he's hair plugs are popping out. This guy, he's coming undone. So the third round, I come walking out there, and he hands these things off to Brian Cox. Now, Drew, you don't know who Brian Cox is because he's an individual and he lives on this planet. He is a man of color.
Large
man. He was an inside linebacker. I don't know if he's Hall of Fame material, but certainly a perennial guy, all pro type. Middle linebacker for the Jets and Miami for many years. Probably had a look up Brian Cox, engineer.
He's still looking for the San Gennaro.
Okay, forget about San Gennaro. Look, Brian Cox.
What'd you find out about San Gennaro, by the way?
I'd say nothing.
I'll look that up.
Come on, only been 20 minutes. I would say, and by the way, faster just to go to the library with engineer Chris at the computer. I know the computer's faster, but Chris isn't.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say Brian Cox probably...
when he gets up on his bike, he can really get that library quick.
Here's where I'm putting... Brian Cox about 6'4 and change and probably about 270, 275.
Oh, my God, it's huge.
A lot of black.
Huge.
A lot of black. And in middle linebacker for... I'd say 11 years in the league, maybe four or five Pro Bowls. But anyway, we'll see. We'll find out. Nice guy, but aggressive, you know. He comes flying out at me. With the huge gloves. I'm tired now. He's flying. He's wailing on me with these huge gloves, which is fine because they're huge gloves. But it's still a huge man swinging these huge things and beating the crap out of me. I'm fine.
Are you laughing? Or are you?
I'm somewhere in between everything. And at a certain point, he's wailing on me so frantically with these huge gloves. And everything's a bad design. Why is everything a bad
design? Glove flies off.
No. The wood... Drew, you ever write?
No, the wood comes through.
The wood handle that you hang on to, the thing.
Yeah.
Well, if you kind of go around the backside or you hit them just right or whatever, you end up catching a lot of... There's a certain sweet spot in the glove where, if you're punching with the front of it, that's one thing. But when you're just wailing with the inside of your palms and you're hanging on to this wood thing or you're throwing it like a... doing like the tomahawk chop with it.
Yeah, you're going to hit the hammer.
The inside of the wood thing, there's a 16th of an inch of vinyl over it, whacks me in the head and just scrapes along my skull. I thought in the frenzy he just hit me with his elbow or something. I don't know. I'm driving, my jaw's hurting. I'm driving home. I realize I have a huge lump in the side of my head. And the thing about your head, which is weird, I saw it once when I was doing something with someone who whacked their head on this bar. It swells on both sides of the thing. You can see the shape of the bar.
It's a dent.
It's a dent.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I have as if you dragged a spoon across a wet piece of clay in the side of my head.
Nice.
Now, what is that? Why is it dent in that way? Is it dent in or just the area around it swell up?
It's...
All right. Anyway, there's a lawsuit. I'm going to talk too much about it. But Drew, as a doctor,
That's just a swelling part. This is where you got hit. Is here.
Yeah.
It feels the other side.
Smooth as
and it just feels like a dent, but you got hit right where that swollen part
is. I got hit, and then it dragged across the front of my face.
I was like,
oh, my God. It's a 270-pound man.
As you grow older, these relatively minor head injuries can result in all kinds of crazy symptoms.
Yeah.
You can be fatigued and sleep disrupted and irritable and depressed.
Well,
I don't know how we tell the difference.
No, I'm that way anyway.
But other people.
Irritated, difficulty falling asleep. Mm-hmm.
Depressed.
I had that when I was 15. Here's the thing, though. It wasn't a concussed kind of thing. It wasn't concussed.
It was
more like hit with a stick in the head and almost cut, although there's a nice lump in my skull. Now, I'm at that point where, I can't complain because it's got a bunch of guys and everyone's goofing around. It's a big boxing novelty gloves. Meanwhile, I got whacked in the head with a piece of wood by a giant black man, but I can't really say anything.
Did you say anything to anybody the whole evening?
I said, well, it was at the end. I said, hey, and he knew it. He was like, oh, hey, sorry, man. And I said, well, what'd you do? Catch me with your elbow or something? And he said, no, it was a piece of wood. He must have heard this piece of wood just crack against my skull. Yeah. All right, so good time. That's all I got to say. All right, you find Brian Cox on there? Yeah? You want to use the microphone? how many years in the league? 10, 11?
Brian Cox is a... actor. Yeah, they're Brian Coxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not the Brian Cox. Remember I'm talking about the huge black man in the NFL?
I know.
Oh, okay. Well, so you didn't find Brian Cox.
No, but technically
he's right.
He did.
Huh? Yes. Find him. Would you please?
Huh?
And by the way, I guarantee this guy is more popular than your guy.
Okay.
Cool. All right, did you find him?
Yeah. Well, Brian Cox is an actor from the 60s, right? Well, that's Wally
Cox. Wally Cox. All right, did you find... Oh, you're talking about Brian Cox, the actor. Yeah. He was in... he was just in The Bourne Identity, and he was in not the first Signs of Manhunter.
Right.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
All right. Touche. I'm a fan of his, too. Probably wouldn't hit me in the head with a wood dowel. Audrey?
Yes.
You're 27. What's up?
I am. I just wanted to say thank you to you guys. I've been listening to you since I was a teenager and heard my story over and over and over again on your show. And I've been beaten up by a couple of boyfriends pretty recently and was sexually abused when I was a kid and all that kind of fun stuff.
Absolutely normal, perfectly healthy.
Good times.
Good times,
I've managed to never have a kid. I'd like congratulations.
Good girl. Good girl.
And I'm in therapy now, mostly because of your advice. And I just wanted to say thanks. You guys make
really
a difference.
Clapping.
You know?
Thanks. Really. So you listen to the show and you got some help for yourself.
That's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
And you heard some of the calls. You heard some of yourself in some of the calls, yes?
Precisely. I hear some of myself in quite a bit of them, actually. Yeah.
Audrey, thank you. That is fantastic. You just keep going. You sound great. You're going to sort of take a little break from relationships for a while?
I'm totally alone. Just painted my house. Got a bunch of cats and working on the crazy cat lady thing.
In a couple of years, you start having relationships again. The cats are for the time being.
Start living off the Dinty Moore stew and putting the foil over the windows. Awesome.
Banana bread and apples. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, baby doll.
Thank you.
Thank you. Find Brian Cox there. All right.
Microphone?
Yeah, use the mic. Chris, by the way, I'm on air.
Yeah. He wants to be on air, talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
He is, yeah. Right. What do you got over there, buddy?
How big is it?
Stuff.
You want me to send Lauren over to the house? Or
library?
Okay?
Library.
You're all right? What's that? What do we got there? Give us dimensions. How many years in the league?
I haven't found
it yet. Yeah, that wouldn't be. That'd be way, 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 way in there. Okay, buddy. Here we go. Junior college here, buddy. Jake?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, I am gay, and I don't know how to just come out and say it. All my friends are Catholic, Christian. I don't have any gay friends, and I'm afraid that if I tell them, they're going to hate me.
Liar, whore.
Sounds bogus.
Yeah, but it's too serious a thing. It's one of those things.
In this day and age,
19-year-old gay males are the most likely to commit a suicide. Over things like this. So because he's trumping us on the topic, we have to kind of take it very, very seriously.
Jake. No, it's not. He's not trumping us on the time. He's not saying he's got AIDS or anything.
This is kind of the way he's dealing with the way he sounds.
All right. Well, if all your friends are religious and judgmental, don't hang out with them. Yeah, you got to find a gay crew.
Go to college and form a new group of friends.
Well, see, that's what I did. College is kind of making me think I need to be who I am.
What?
College is making him think he needs to be who he am.
You know, therefore, I need to be gay. I don't know.
In college?
Yes.
Well, all right. What college?
I go to Oakland University in Michigan.
Oh. Too bad it's not in the Bay Area. And Drew's making a puss, but maybe he doesn't want to say anything.
I spoke at Oakland University. I don't think it was in Michigan.
Oh, really?
Rochester, Michigan.
Oh, there's a Rochester, Michigan? How many Rochesters do we need?
Many, many, many. Of course.
So confusing.
Anyway, here's the deal.
Okay.
Chris,
what do you got on Brian Cox, buddy? Nothing.
Hold on a second.
Anderson has everything. You must have a faster computer. What do you got on Brian Cox, the football player?
It's a pretty quick computer. He played for 12 years, played for the Patriots. What else you want to know? What do you want to know?
How big?
Well, no, wait a minute. He played for the Jets and Miami, mainly.
Yeah, and the Saints. I mean, the computer's behind me, so I got everything. I said Patriots.
Oh, okay. How big is he?
Hold on.
All pro. How many years all pro? Just got to go over the computer. Paul played for 12 years. Yeah. I said 11.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. good size, man. Boy, he really makes you realize how big these NFL guys are, because he's a linebacker. He's not an offensive tackle. You know what I mean? I'm a middle linebacker, so he's bigger than most. But, all right.
Sorry, about Jake.
And your Chris is Wally Cox on there. He's looking at McHale's Navy trivia right now. You got nothing, huh? It's sports. It's an easy one.
Yeah, I'm on NFL.com. It's just,
all right.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, Jake either used to leave maybe that school or leave the group of friends or build a group of friends where there are people that can support him for who he is. He clearly wants to express himself. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But first, build a supportive network before you risk the retribution of these people who you call closed-minded. And if they are that way, you shouldn't be hanging out with them anyway. They're not good people.
Yeah, that's right. Anderson, what do you find out?
Dimensions.
That's really, it's just...
Well, see, it's set up over here with the computer behind me, so I'm going back and forth. So just give me a second here.
No, I know. Just go over there and tell me how much a guy weighs and how many years he's all pro.
It's not like a baseball card that I'm looking at. I got to go through the whole thing.
All right.
Ring in. Just yell him. Let's go to the next call.
Wow.
Let's talk to another Brian.
Engineer Chris can get any second now. All right. Let's just talk to Brian, 25.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I have a question about electroshock therapy to treat depression. I've heard you talk about, like, all kinds of different treatments, but never electroshock therapy.
We've talked about it on occasion.
Yeah, it's sort of shaking off its macabre past. It's really considered a very mainstream form of treatment for people that have recalcitrant depressions. Basically, the way it works is just running electric current through your brain to try to raise the chemicals that improve your mood.
Yeah.
And
it's supposed to be effective.
It's very effective.
But it's for people who really are depressed.
Yeah, profound depressions. It can cause some memory disturbances, and it can be a procedure that needs an anesthesia, basically.
Really?
Effectively. And you're paralyzed, and someone's breathing for you and stuff. And,
Who's breathing for you?
The doctors delivering, or anesthesiologists, or the doctors delivering the current.
They don't have surrogate breathers?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And they basically are inducing a seizure, in fact, but you don't actually have the seizure. Just
really?
Your brain is going through an electrical discharge because your body is completely paralyzed.
Wow. Hey, did your doctor suggest that, Brian?
I've, like, been depressed, like, pretty much all my life. Sometimes it's worse than others, and I've been on, like, almost, probably 7 or 8 different antidepressants and different amounts of, like, each pill. And
all right, but you may be one of those people that this can be important and potentially life-saving.
True.
1 out of 5 people with depression kill themselves.
What is that voice that I hear? I hear it once in a while. It's an inverted voice or something.
Restricted.
You're gay.
It's restricted.
It's like you're sucking in when you're talking instead of pushing out or something.
We call it restricted.
Restricted. You hear it. I mean, you hear it once in a while.
Yeah.
It's not only in depression.
No.
But I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
All right. Brian?
Is it a...
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, first off, let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? Let's break it down. Come on, buddy.
Grab a helmet.
Let's go now. Grab a helmet. Hey, let me hold on, mister. That helmet, it's not a chair. You grab a knee. What do you like doing, Brian? Do you like anything?
I like listening to your show. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Break it down now.
What else? Now tell us what you actually like doing.
Yeah.
Sports and music and movies. And
Are you so depressed that you can't participate in sports?
It's getting to that point. I was, like, probably about 9 months ago, my girlfriend of, like, 2.5 years, she got with my best friend. And
But she had a girlfriend for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Well, depression doesn't necessarily mean, the Loveline collar is a different breed.
Yeah.
The Loveline collar is the chaotic relationship because of chaotic traumatic relationships early.
Yeah.
This is just depression.
Did you get any oral sex from her?
Oh, a few times,
because that can make it melt away.
The depression?
The antidepressants came in, was kind of a good thing during the, with her, because, they help you keep going.
You can hold out.
Right. All right, you have friends, Brian. Do you have buddies?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, but, sometimes it can be depressing to be around them, because like most of my friends are like married or having kids.
Do you remember the cartoon Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember what Hardy Har Har sounded like?
Yes, Limpy. Yeah, he was, oh, woe is me, oh my. Right. Yeah, he was a laughing hyena who
named
was...
Named Hardy Har-Har.
Who named...
Strangely enough.
Hardy Har-Har. What'd they put? How many seconds did they put into that thought before they said
to
put it in
the cartoon? I just want to be at the pitch.
And I forgot about Limpy the Lion.
Lippy.
I forgot about Lippy the Lion because we were having this, you know, discussion a few nights back that the cartoons when we were growing up sucked so badly that they would come up with an animal. Here's the deal. You come up with an animal. You come up with a name that rhymes with the animal or starts with, doesn't have to rhyme.
Alliteration.
Just start with
something.
The same first letter.
Something.
And we're done. And it's like, all right, Grape Ape.
No, it didn't start with the same letter. Oh, okay. Sounds the same. Good
it sounds
enough.
The
Good
same.
Enough.
Yeah. Grape. Well, that's not really. Oh, no, he's purple.
Okay, perfect.
Good enough.
Go. Start writing.
Good enough. Yeah, that's good enough. And it just kept going. Megilla, gorilla. Megilla? Whose name Megilla? It rhymes with gorilla.
You never heard of the whole Megilla?
Yeah, the whole
perfect.
Megilla.
Huge
Megilla,
gorilla.
Go write that. And see, we need a lion. How about Lippy? Lippy's not a name. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he's smart mouth guy. So he's very lippy guy. Lippy the Lion. There we go. Okay, next.
I was saying, you know, I'm trying to think of the animals in the kingdom that have great publicists and that are really, really horrible beasts, like such as a hippopotamus.
Oh, yeah.
Hippos are mean and they're dangerous, and they probably kill more people than almost any other animal every year.
Great publicists.
And everyone looks at them as they sort of, maybe it's the Disney, maybe it's the Fantasia and the dancing hippos or something. People look at them as sort of roly-poly and jolly
and
friendly.
They're just so
cute. And they're cute, and they're herbivores, and they just gore people every year. And I was thinking hyenas. When we grew up, it was all laughing hyenas. The laughing hyenas. No more vicious animal on the planet than the hyena.
Yeah.
They travel in packs and they'll kill a lion or an elephant.
Yeah.
They're brutal. They just tear them to shreds, literally. I don't know who decided to tell. So if your toddler goes out in the Serengeti, first thing he's going to look for is a hyena and a hippo
to be friends.
Yeah,
but here's the deal, Hardy Har-Har.
Yes.
Laughing hyena. Was depressed.
Depressed.
And
that's what he sounded
and
like.
And Brian sounded like the Hardy Har-Har. And some people just are in that biological state.
I think
that's what that cartoon was about. That this is, it's almost a character logic.
It wasn't about anything.
No, but I mean, that's where they were thinking of people with that character logic, you know, sort of condition there.
All right, let me try something with Brian. Brian.
Yes.
Here's what I want you to say. I want you to say, I don't think it's a good idea, Lippy.
I don't think you ought to do that.
The game warden will be here soon. You ready?
Yeah.
And action.
I don't think it's a good idea, Lippy. The game warden will be here soon.
And then say, oh me, oh my.
Now say, oh me, oh my.
Oh me, oh my.
All right, that's good.
No,
we can
much
work
more color
it.
With Brian. Much more color.
All right, get your buddies.
You know, make sure it's what you really want to do with the shock therapy. The talking cures also are helpful with the antidepressants. Don't forget therapy.
All right, good times. All right, Engineer Chris, what do you got, buddy? We're on minute 23 now.
It only took me 20 minutes.
Got it? You got it?
Yes.
How big is it?
It doesn't tell you.
Okay, well, there you go.
6'4", 250, guys. 6'4", 250.
It's on ESPN. Like,
all right.
6'4", 250. That's about what you put about.
You can look at his... That's when he played.
Yeah,
that was 25 pounds ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he ain't fat. It's just, you know, you're 250, you stop playing football.
Does he have the roll thing going?
That scary black man roll thing in the back of the neck? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Lot of man got whacked by him in the head with a broomstick. Well, you know what I went to Engineer Chris for, if I ever get on that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, he's your lifeline.
I make him my lifeline.
Absolutely.
And he's he's like, you know, and I'm like, hey, Engineer Chris, you know, we have a code because I only have a few seconds. You know, the highest.
I was the lifeline once. I know exactly how it
highest
was.
Mountain in North America. Is it Mount McKinley or Mount Rainier? And he's like,
that's good.
level certainty?
Absolute. And then you see the clock turning and the calendar pages part going around.
Leaves.
Snow.
I'm used to it, whatever.
Then the bears coming out from the hibernation. He's just still going away. Regis has died. He's mummified on stage. I'm still sitting there. You're back away.
Okay.
All right. All right, buddy. All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's the good doctor, Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Ah, Crank Yankers on tonight, by the way, Drew. Fantastic. New season of Crank Yankers.
I would watch if you'd sort of invited me in to do an episode.
Yeah, we should have put you on this year. I got to tell you, I was busy. Everyone was busy. We were working on Jimmy's show, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Crank Yankers, Comedy Central, 10:30, Tuesday nights.
Good times.
Ben.
Yes.
You're 17. What's up?
Well, my girlfriend is, like, getting really scared of me since, like, almost four weeks ago. We had some guy try and break into our house with what we thought was a loaded gun. And basically, when I started waving it around at my parents, I kind of freaked out. And my dad has a crossbow hanging on the wall. I basically ran for that, loaded it, and shot the guy in the leg. And ever since my girlfriend heard about this, she has just been, like, you know, her mother already thought I was like the spawn of Satan or something, but now my girlfriend.
Well, hold on, slow down a second. Ben, wait a second. The fact that you defended the story as you tell it is, guy comes in with a gun, I defend my family with a crossbow, and now my girlfriend's freaked out.
Yeah.
So what's missing here?
Who's your dad, Ted Nugent? Why's he got a crossbow hanging on the wall? Of his,
he used to be in the Air Force, and he did a lot of hunting when he lived in.
He used to be in the Air Force.
I don't know what area, but he used to do a lot of deer hunting
With arrows.
Yes, indeed. What's the reality?
First off, I worry about the family. Are you guys in a trailer? What are you in?
Oh no, we're in our own house. We live out in the desert area.
Well, let me ask you this: when your dad put the nail in the wall to hang the crossbow, did he nail it in half an inch and it poked outside? That's what I'm picturing, like some corrugated steel bending as he's nailing it in from the inside. No? Regular wall? You have regular wood framed and everything, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, it's one of the mobile home styles.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Now we go.
All right.
That's starting to make a little sense. Right. Coming into focus.
When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah, Adam, how you're way off. How did you know how... How dare you, by the way, suggest that he live in a trailer park?
Listen, I know.
He lives in a mobile home style.
I'm going to start a segment called Definitely Not a Jew. And you're going to be the first up, Ben. All right, so, and here's what I understand. A couple things. The timeline seems weird in that he comes in your parent. He breaks in where? What part of the house?
We have two doors. He broke in the back door.
He
broke into the back door. And he goes into your parents' room?
Our house is with a very narrow hallway. My parents' room is, like, right next to is, like, 10 feet away from the door. I slept at the other end of the house.
Four feet away from the door.
I see.
What?
Okay. And so he comes in there. He's making a ruckus. You think he has a gun. Why do you think he has a gun?
Because he's yelling, "I have a gun."
Oh, he's yelling, "I have a gun."
And what's he doing in the house? Does he have a purpose?
Well, he seemed to be yelling, "Give me all your valuables," things like that. The police said he was, like, somewhat intoxicated at the time.
He was high, probably. And so he breaks in, and...
Was anybody you knew?
No, we had no idea who the guy was.
Okay.
And so he's screaming in front of your parents' bed, and you grab the crossbow from the wall...
And shoot him.
Where's the arrow?
The arrows basically are behind the cabinet that my dad keeps in there. He didn't know that I knew where they were at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, he shot this thing a number of times, probably.
Yeah, so now you go get the arrow from behind the cabinet.
Load it up.
Meanwhile, the guy's just still standing at the foot of the bed screaming?
Actually, no. Then he was picking things up from my parents' dresser.
Really? And your dad's just in bed?
Well, he's basically standing in front of... My parents are both out of bed by then, but he's standing in front of my mom trying to protect her.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't have any weapons in his bedroom.
Right.
So you shot the guy.
You grab the crossbow and you shoot him in the leg.
Yeah, I know how to shoot. Unfortunately, I was a little still tired despite the fact a load of adrenaline.
Sure.
Because I know how to shoot the bow, but I just didn't aim very well that time.
Well, you
hit, you wish you killed
where
him?
Where did you want to hit him?
I didn't really aim other than at him. I didn't take that much time. It's just the fact that he's still pointing the gun at my parents. I didn't really take all that much time.
And so what happened after you shot him?
Did he answer?
He dropped the gun and started grabbing the arrow, screaming.
But he didn't have a gun, right?
He had the gun. It just wasn't loaded.
Oh. All right. Well, that's...
Why did you start the story with he was waving around something that looked like a gun?
Yeah.
I didn't know I had used those exact terms. I'm sorry.
All right, hold on. And then how come later on when I'm saying, so he, you know, his guy has a gun? He said, well, no, I mean, he was threatening to kill kill them.
Very vague. But isn't your, I'm intrigued, I
believe him, but isn't your story better if the guy has a gun?
I want to know why he wasn't a hero. Why are people freaked out?
Well, maybe they didn't. Ben?
Yeah?
All right, so he did have a gun, but it wasn't loaded.
Right.
What kind of gun was it?
A Colt .44 caliber.
All right. 44. And you shot him in the leg with the crossbow. And then what?
He dropped the gun and started screaming and cursing, trying to pull the arrow out of his leg when my dad basically just tackled him.
Uh-huh. And he called the cops.
Yes, that was the second thing we did.
And 4 hours later, they show up.
Right,
so they show up and they get the guy.
Yes, they load him back, and meanwhile they're bombarding us with questions like you did. Well, did you know the gun wasn't loaded, or did you?
Right.
Why did you have arrows in your house next to a crossbow?
Now you you should have been hailed as a hero.
Right.
Yes?
Why were you not a hero?
Well, for one thing, the guy wanted to press charges because somebody shot him.
Right.
Again, this piece is missing from the story
here. There really is. There really is. What's up, Ben? Either you're not telling the story correctly,
or you're not
or you're
to
lying.
Tell the truth. Yeah.
Which is it? I'd go with not telling it correctly.
That is what happened.
All right.
Well, how could somebody that's on your property threatening to kill you press charges for you defending yourself?
No, that's basically what he was trying to do. He wasn't able to. This is a while ago. But he's basically in jail right now.
All right. And your girlfriend...
My
girlfriend thinks you're... Yeah.
Last time I saw her was a couple days ago, and she was basically screaming at me for what I had done and asked, you know, was I going to shoot her? And I have no idea where things like this are coming from, you know, where she got that...
Hold on a second. Ben sounds, I don't want to say mildly retarded. Ben is 17 and sounds maybe 12 or 13 in his speech.
Yeah.
But that could just be a product of...
LA Unified.
LA Unified School District mixed with a dad who likes a little bow hunting.
Yeah.
And a little too much MTV.
But again, it's so much feels
there's
like...
some weird concrete thinking
distortions
here.
Yeah. It feels like distortions, right?
It just
like
feels
all of a sudden,
like
out of nowhere, the girlfriend starts screaming about you're going to shoot me.
The guy's in jail now, so this was some weeks or months ago.
Yeah, so once again,
and she starts screaming, "Now you're going to shoot me with the."
So either she's completely insane,
yes,
or we're missing some of the story again.
Yes,
Ben, mild paranoia.
Ben, how long ago did you shoot the drifter with the crossbow?
3 weeks and 4 days.
All right, so it's almost been a month. And your girlfriend is freaking out that you're going to shoot her with a crossbow, too? What are you leaving out of this story?
Well, you know, she and I had had an argument about a couple of things, and she thought that I was wrong. And when I yelled that she needed to, you know, calm down, because all I did was protect myself and my family from what I thought was a guy.
Well, no, you're scared. No, you're having an argument.
Oh, boy, we can't. No,
all right,
no,
all right.
Forget it.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Ben, that was a
perfect example of what we're talking about.
Look, if a pet could talk, I imagine that's what it would sound like. Like you'd be talking to your dog, and you'd be like, I went out in the backyard and I was smelled my asshole, and then and then these coyotes came, and then I was in the house. Is that, you imagine your dogs?
And then my owners took and rubbed my nose in something.
And then they pulled me. And then I ate. And then I went to the bathroom. And then I ate a Smart. And then I took a nap.
Your question was, what are we missing here? How she just out of the blue starts yelling at you about being shot. Yeah, we were having a discussion. She didn't like what I said. And then she started yelling. And so then I yelled.
Ben, bad. He's like a tooth that hurts that I can't stop playing with. Ben?
Yeah?
All right, break up with her. I don't know what's missing. Do you have a learning disability or anything?
No, I'm just mildly distracted right now. I'm trying to talk to you guys, but also I've just been thinking about a couple of other things that aren't really relevant to the subject. Sure.
Yeah, and you got to always keep your eyes open for intruders too,
and to make sure the crossbows.
All right, buddy. What are you going to? You going to high school?
No, I graduated about a year and a half ago.
Oh, a year and a half ago.
16.
At 15 and a half?
No, at 16. I'm almost 18.
Almost 18. Why'd you graduate early?
Because I hated high school.
Oh.
I'm not sure they call that graduating, though.
I think that means you leave.
That's called dropping out, usually.
I'm retarded.
I think you dropped out.
I did a homeschool program. Yes, I dropped out, but then I took a homeschool program. It was an adult self-education program.
Yeah.
And
self-education is right up there with, like, self-incarceration. I don't trust it. Look, you guys, we're on the honor system. You have, I'll tell you what you're going to need to do. I'm going to give you 48 months for aggravated assault. Can you take care of that? You're on your own.
Yeah, done.
It's the honor system.
Done.
Okay?
Yeah.
Go home and incarcerate yourself. Now, no coming out.
Done and done.
And lights out at 9 o'clock.
Well, how about this part?
No pornography and TV you can watch, but only basic cable. None of the premium channels. Drew, you agree to that?
Yeah, after fantastic. I do my self-education medical school program.
All right, yeah. Put yourself through that. Ben, what's up? What's the plan, buddy? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm in my third semester at college. I'm trying to major in history.
Really? What kind of college?
It's a community college.
Okay, buddy. All right. Oh, yeah. All right, buddy. That's good. And then you can go on to teach?
That's what I thought of. It was either that or the Navy.
All right. I like the sound of the Navy myself. Okay. All right. Break up with this girl or don't.
That's we don't know what's going on because the story was the
stop
story.
Stop arguing with her.
We have no idea.
You're fine. You're in your third year of college.
Wouldn't
for
it be
Christ's
great,
sake.
Though?
You're 17 years old.
If we could get the other side of the story immediately on the line.
It would be.
What happened there?
I don't know. I'll tell you what happened there. We just wasted 10 minutes.
Yeah.
With that guy.
A quick call.
No. I got to take a shower.
Right.
I got to take a rape bath.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back after this. I'll tell you what, right now, Drew, we got to get it on. Get it on. Woo! Get it on.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Tell you what, right now. We got
to
get it on.
Let's get through two calls. Let's try that.
Let's go. Let's get through two calls.
Aim for two.
Get it on.
Yeah!
Donna?
Hey.
You're 21.
Yep.
Yeah, get it on.
What's happening?
Okay, my question is that I wonder if I'm allergic to condoms because when I have sex with my boyfriend, like afterwards, like towards the end, it starts to like burn, and like then when, you know, after we're done, I go to the restroom and it feels like when I'm wiping that I'm kind of swollen down there.
Right.
Yeah, get it on.
And how long into the act is this that you're noticing the irritation?
It's probably like, well, it usually lasts, I guess, anywhere from like 10 to 15 minutes and probably like the last 5 minutes.
Well, that's very common for some women. I really think an average duration for a woman is about 10 minutes. And after that, it's ouch. It's swelling.
Yeah.
It's irritation.
Oh, yeah.
So it really probably isn't even the condom, because the fact is, if we're an allergy from the condom, it would probably probably get the reaction fairly quickly, and it's certainly independent of the time you're in there.
Yeah, and the percentage of people that announce they're allergic to anything and the ones who actually are allergic to something has got to be 10%.
Well, and at the very minimum, the fact that they are sort of engaging in this vigorous lifestyle, mm-hmm. and it's at the end that you notice some irritation, it's just too long, too much, need more lubricant, easy does it.
Yeah.
And maybe try polyurethane or animal skin condom just to see if there's a difference, but I bet not.
But get it on. Sandra.
Yes.
You're calling from Sun Valley?
Yes.
Sun Valley in the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, bad times.
You know, we broadcast at least near Sun Valley in Idaho, which is
That's a different Sun Valley, that's boy. Right. Boy, is that a different Sun Valley. Woo!
Good time.
Yeah, that is just bad times over there. Sorry, baby. Where are you by them big smokestacks?
Huh?
All right. Yeah,
there you go. Stop by the 118.
Yeah, where are you? We are by Poly High?
Around there.
Okay, baby. Man.
I've got a clear picture. I've got it.
Oh, wow. Such a vivid picture.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry for talking to you about the place you live. Go ahead.
Okay, well, lately I've been having menstruation problems. Mm-hmm. Like, I get usually my menstruation like once every month, but lately I've been getting it really recent. And either I think it has to do with masturbating too much, or maybe I'm under stress, but I'm not sure.
I didn't quite hear what the problem is from the menstruation.
Yeah, well, I've been getting it. Like, I got it twice this month, and right now I was masturbating, and I started bleeding. And
I doubt there really is. Yeah, it can stimulate the blood to be released.
Did you finish, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I'm finished. Well, yeah. Again.
No, I mean, you powered through it. You didn't stop.
The bleeding didn't disrupt your rhythm.
Well, actually, once I started seeing the blood, I stopped.
Oh, you did. So you didn't. Yeah. You didn't finish.
No, I didn't finish.
All right. And by the way, so you know this is a Sun Valley instead of Sun Valley, Idaho, because it's seen the blood. Once I seen the blood.
I see. I seen it.
Sun Valley, Idaho. It's a different tense on that.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
All right. Go ahead there,
Sandra. So Sandra, here while the masturbation, the sexual activity can sort of stimulate the bleeding, it really doesn't cause the irregularity in the menstrual cycle. Not really. And so there's something causing the lining of the uterus to be unstable. Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not.
Birth control pill?
No, nothing.
All right. And it's very common for people your age to have lots of irregularities in your periods. Could be ovarian cysts. Could be a lot of different things. So it's, get your doctor, get a pelvic exam, see if there's anything going on. Nothing's really unlikely to be anything at all unusual or serious. There are things like thyroid conditions and other stuff needs to be checked.
Okay. All right, Sandra.
Very, very common.
And get out of Sun Valley.
Okay.
Move out of Sun Valley.
Okay, I'm planning. But
we should here's what we ought to do. That entire city just needs to be mothballed. Like, we need to abandon ship.
Roll it up.
Let's just get rid of it.
But so you wouldn't stop at Sun Valley, would you? Go to Hunger.
Oh, man. Santa Ana wind's blowing today. And I don't know if you... I was getting shocked.
From
you're getting shocked.
All the electricity.
I had this crazy thing where I was skipping rope at like 7 o'clock at night, and the Santa Ana winds were just blowing. I had the windows open. It's wind just dry, hot wind blowing, and I'm skipping rope like a maniac, and I stop, and I reach for, I don't know, it's like the TV remote or something, and I actually saw an arc, a bolt. I was like, I'm God.
You're like
I got to use this power. Yes, I'm going to reanimate the dead now. And the point is, I mean, you get that shock when you're running on the carpet and you grab the doorknob.
Sure.
You don't usually actually have the bolt of lightning coming from your forefinger extending an inch and a half to the
remote. Not unless you're a warlock.
Oh, I'll tell you, I did it to myself like 3 times. And by the way, it's one of those things you don't learn your lesson on. You do your thing.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what you can do. You can sort of slow it down and kind of hit things with your palm first and do that kind of thing. There's ways to do it.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't reach. You don't extend. You don't stretch. I zap myself. Look at my hair, Drew. It's all curly.
It's all sticking up,
It's all sticking up.
Looks like it's a Gene Wilder-esque tonight.
Yeah. Chris, you know what Gene Wilder is?
Chris?
Kind of? Okay. All right.
That's close.
Kind of know. You sort of know and sort of don't know, right?
He used to do movies with a famous black comedian.
Yeah? All right. Anybody? Nothing? Okay, look him up. Donna?
Yes?
You're 31?
Yes, I am.
What's up? Your husband choked you during sex.
Yeah, well, we were kind of experimenting. He had me tied up, and he kind of put his hands around my throat and cut off my oxygen and stuff.
Yeah, get it on!
You know, I enjoyed it, but I just want to make sure that there's not going to be any lasting effects, like if he could cause a blood clot that's going to go to my brain or anything like that.
No, not a blood clot. He can merely cut off the blood to your brain so you can just stroke out. Yeah. But what is it that's enjoyable about that?
I don't know. Makes me feel all tingly all over.
And what happens, Drew, when you cut the supply off to the brain? That's when the stroke happens?
Yeah, that's the stroke.
I thought the stroke was the artery or
exploding.
Breaking.
That's an intracranial bleed.
That's another. Is it another kind of stroke?
People call it a stroke. It's really not a stroke. It's a bleed.
Really not a stroke.
Yeah. Stroke is.
So when they say this old celebrity had a stroke,
they
wasn't
usually
the blood being cut off
well,
to the brain, was
it's
it?
In the sort of common parlance, they're just meaning something happened in his skull.
Uh-huh.
But really, a stroke is when there's a clot cutting off the blood supply to the brain. A bleed is where blood pressure ruptures and crushes the brain, quite literally.
Mm-hmm. Like an aneurysm.
Aneurysm is like it's even yet another form, but it's a similar thing to that.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. All right, so Donna, don't monkey with that. You're a married woman. You have kids. Do you have kids, Donna?
Yes.
All right, stop it. Well, because the kids are going to walk in on that and hit Dad over the head with a lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Strangling Mommy! All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Get it on. Yeah. Dean Cain, Superman in here tomorrow night. Got a new show out. I think it's on CBS called Clubhouse. Love that Dean Cain.
You know, you're saying that get
that's
right.
What it sounds like when Superman farts.
And flies.
Oh, and flies.
And sometimes they go together like that.
And once in a while when he blows, too. I like when they Arctic wind. By the way, does Superman, he gets to freeze stuff.
Whatever he wants.
He gets to control the temperature of his breath?
Sure.
Really can spit out like liquid nitrogen from just flash freeze things.
But why stop at superhuman strength?
All right.
And x-ray vision.
All right. What is Dean Cain's nationality? Is he like a Hawaiian guy?
No.
What is he? Something going on with him.
I would say like Northern European.
Oh, really?
I think.
He's got a little like... Got
maybe
like
models
a little,
of Japanese or something.
A little
you know?
Dash of Samoan or something maybe. In him. We'll find out his nationality.
All right. We'll good forget, but I'm on.
Good looking kid.
And remind us to do that.
No. Engineer Chris, hop on the
I'm
computer.
On it.
Hop on. Dean Cain's nationality. Great guy. Anyway, sweet as sugar, that Dean Cain. Rich Eisen is coming in here from the NFL Network. And the next week, Corn Interpol, Seth MacFarlane at IndyCar Drivers
I can't wait
in, here.
Seth gets in here.
Cake, Jeff Probst from Survivor. Well, I'm all over that Survivor. I love that.
How was this one this year?
It's good. They're always good. They always, I guess they start with 16 or 18 people. Maybe it's 16. It's always, the first episode, we just had the first one last week, they always start a little slow because you don't know anybody.
Right.
And you're not rooting for anybody yet. No one's really
no
emerged. The personalities, the conflicts and stuff, it just has to, you got to turn the fire under the stew just a little bit, and the pilot's barely lit, and they throw somebody off. So, yeah. And the guy who gets thrown off, naturally you don't care about, because you've seen him on for 4 minutes now. You know what
I watched The First
but
Apprentice.
It gets
I like
deeper
that.
And deeper and deeper.
Did you watch The Apprentice?
I watched it last season, and it was good.
It seems better this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, substantially.
It was good last
but
season.
But now they're having some amazing, crazy business tasks they have to do. Like they invent a toy and manufacture it overnight. You know, it's like, whoo!
The thing about TV, unlike when we were growing up with the 2.5 channels, and I was sitting there having to watch Maud with my mom. And
that was great TV.
Trying to kill myself by falling on my bottle. now, there's too much. It's too much. It's like I sit around and people go, Have you seen The Shield? And I go, no, I haven't seen The Shield. And they go, oh, you've got to see The Shield. Oh, he's Welsh and Japanese.
There's the Japanese.
And French. And French-Canadian.
I got
and
like
Irish. Yeah. You got the... Chris had that, though. Yeah. That was coming, right?
Born in Mount Clemens.
Yeah. Chris about to tell me that Dean Cain was 5'11", 205 pounds. Yeah. So there's a little Japanese in him.
There you go.
That's where he gets his tenacity.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's good. good mutt mixture on him.
He was signed by the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, he was a DB, defensive back, and
he was a
safety. Yeah.
For a college team?
Yeah, we played at I thought he played at a Ivy League school. Played one like Harvard or something
that's
like
right.
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember the press story. Yeah, yeah.
He was a defensive back.
Wow, interesting.
And I think he tried out for the Bills.
This guy's got too much for one person.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Let's knock him down to size.
Oh, absolutely.
You go high, I'm going low. I'm going for the groin.
Let's go.
A little Superman prison-style ass kicking.
Scissors him. You got to really...
Yeah, yeah.
Low Princeton.
Princeton. Ivy League, right?
Big time.
All right, buddy. Now, where were we?
Taking calls.
No, but I was talking... Oh, yes. Too much good stuff on TV.
Yeah.
Every day I go into work and people go, are you watching The Shield? No. Are you watching 6 Feet Under? No. You're watching The Amazing Race? No. Oh, they're great. They're all great. Yeah, yeah. I know. Here's the deal. I watch 9 hours of TV a day. I still can't squeeze in all these other great shows. I don't know what to do. I don't even want to get going on, Tombstone or whatever the hell the next HBO show is, or 6 Feet Under, all this. Everything's good. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Hmm. Plus, there's pornography.
And that's most of your time.
Well, it's about 45, 50 hours a week. But right? You don't touch that. That's my nest egg. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You don't go into that. That's the principle.
Right.
We live off the interest.
Right.
You understand?
It throws off interest.
Yes, it does throw off. All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Get it on.
Chris, you ready to get it on, buddy?
Yes.
No, you just say get it on when I say, are you ready to get it on?
Let's get it on.
No.
That was good.
No, he said, let's get it on.
Right.
You say, get it on. All right, we're going to try it again. I'll start with Drew. We'll lead into you. I say, you ready to get on? And you go, get it on. Okay, ready? Drew, are you ready to get it on?
Get it on.
Get it on.
Oh.
All right, let's go to call.
Let me cue you, though. Okay?
Yes.
I'm going to cue you by going, are you ready to get it on? Okay? Right? I'll cue by saying your name, and then I'll do the finger. All right. All right, you ready,
yeah.
Drew? I'm not going to give you the finger. You've been in radio long enough.
That's okay.
Drew, you ready to get it on?
Get it on.
Chris, you ready to get it on?
Get it on.
All right. Yes. Let's get it on. Yeah. Angel?
Hey.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I think my boyfriend may be too big for me, because when we have sex, it hurts really, really bad.
Uh-oh.
And really uncomfortable, and I don't like having sex with him.
Is that your first boyfriend, or...?
No, he's not.
And he definitely is too big. I mean, there's an anatomic problem. It's not just that you're getting uptight or getting spasming or having irritation. You can see that this doesn't fit.
Is he girthy?
Yeah.
That's
girthy,
what hurts.
And, like, long, too.
Well, we actually get that complaint more frequently than the
girthy
too small.
And wow.
I've occasionally on this show heard people say that the relationship it's a deal breaker, that they just can't negotiate this.
Oh, I wish someone would break up with me for that. That'd be right up there, like having my hands registered in Nevada. You know what I mean?
Yes, as weapons.
What happened with you and Cheryl? Too big. Had to break up. There's great love. We're planning on getting married.
She couldn't take it.
And, you know, she's only flesh and blood.
I don't want to break up with him, though, you know? And it's like,
is he aware this is a problem?
Yeah, like, I tell him, you know, you need to calm down, you need to go slow and everything.
Yeah.
And he tries. He doesn't even go in all of the way.
Oh,
just
nice.
Just to accommodate me.
Can he grab the bass and still have plenty to work with?
We work. We get through it. It's just, I don't
she
know.
She doesn't understand what you're talking about. This is your little fantasy here, Anna.
Can he grab the base and still have plenty to work with?
Can he still have his hand wrapped around?
Grab the base of his penis and still have plenty to work with?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's somehow distressing to me.
I like that. Yeah. All right.
He's got to understand that this could be a deal breaker, and he's got to find a way to make this comfortable for you. And it's really about him being slow, using lubricants, relaxing. But if he is... sort of, as they say, marching to his own drum, it's not going to go well.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what you're supposed to do. You tell him to slow down or he's not going to get any sex.
There's no magic. Right. You're in control, Angel. You hold all the cards.
Tell him, does he give you oral sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the only one of my boyfriends who's ever made me be able to come or anything.
That's nice. All right, Angel. Angel, lubrication? You use plenty of lube?
Yeah. No.
Why not? Seems like you should.
I just never thought about it.
All right, well, that would be an easy place to start.
Okay.
All right. Seems like the vagina on fire would be one of the first things that would prompt you to think about the lubrication, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Angel, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to get it on.
We're going to get it on. And how's he going to do this? I'm going to cue Drew. He's going to say, get it on, when I say ready to get it on. Then okay. I'm going to do Engineer Chris. I see Chris. Engineer Chris, you ready to get on? He's going to say, get it on. And then I'm going to say, Angel, are you ready to get on? And you reply, get it on.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. This is very important
to
this
call. Do you think we can get through
critical. This is critical.
Do you think we can get through this?
Yeah, we can.
We can? All right.
I think you could.
All right. I think we can, too. All right. You ready?
No way.
All right. Here we go. Drew, you ready to get it on?
Get it on.
Engineer Chris, you ready to get it on?
Get it on.
Angel, you ready to get it on?
Get it on.
Yeah. A little Sweet. Hesitation, but nice.
Oh, she was good.
All right, baby doll.
Angel, just listen. You are in control. Just remember that. Not him. You.
Get some lube. You're in charge. All right. Ron.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening, Ron?
Hello.
Ron's a virgin.
You're 21, Ron?
Right.
Yeah, I'm 21.
21.
And I'm black, too.
And you're black. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Black.
All right.
And I was calling because...
Like, yes!
Yeah. Calling why?
I was calling for like the last 2.5-3 months. I've been getting this like sensation, like a pinching or a crawling sensation around the sac area. And I want to know, like, if crabs go untreated, how long do they last for? Or like, where do they go? Things like that.
They stay pretty much as long as you let them coexist with you, but they cause intense itching, not just little creepy crawly sensations. It itches like hell, gets red, and burns.
Okay.
So what is it you're experiencing? Is it actually on the scrotum, or is it sort of behind the scrotum?
Behind.
You've got a crawling kind of feeling?
A what kind of feeling?
Do you ride bikes or anything?
No.
Black guys don't ride bikes.
They do.
No, they don't.
We don't ride bikes.
They got Escalades.
Steel bikes.
Steel bikes.
Yeah. Ron, this is a bogus call, by the way.
This isn't bogus.
No, I don't think so. No. I'll
I have better things to do with my time. I listen to the show every
Thanks,
night.
Thanks, a real black man. What do you do for a living?
I go to school.
Where do you go to school?
At University of Maryland.
All right.
Terrapin.
It's in Maryland. Terrapin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, pronounce the word ask.
Pronounce the word ass.
Ass.
Yeah. No, ask.
Ask.
Yeah. Ask a question.
Oh, ask.
Yeah.
Ask. You can say ask. So you can say
yeah. All right. I'm
gone. Goes both ways.
I'm gone. I'm cool. All right, Drew, what about that? The creepy crawler in the back of the sack.
I don't know what that would be, Ron. It's probably nothing, really. There's a nerve you can injure down there. People occasionally injure from prolonged sitting on a bike seat, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a crawly kind of sensation usually is a nerve pain.
Do you feel crabs? I've never had crabs. Do you feel them crawl? You don't feel them.
No.
They just itch,
they
right?
They just itch, yeah. They don't really move. They're the slowest moving creatures.
They dig in.
Yeah. They sort of burrow in.
Yeah, they burrow in, Ron. You wouldn't feel them running around.
Okay.
All right. But you have a girlfriend?
I have many.
Oh, you have many.
Yeah.
All right. Is there more you want to tell us? It's sort of a vague question.
What's your major?
Yeah, there is more, too.
Go ahead.
There's like a rash, too, that like, I don't know. At first, when I first had it, I thought it was because of the soap I was using. And so I really didn't pay too much attention to it. It lasted for like a week and a half. And then that was about a month ago. And it just came back this week. So,
And it's staying in the same spot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes. What does the rash look like?
Right now it's just bumps in a central area. But
do they get blistery at all?
No, they don't get blistery.
Because the creepy crawly burny sensation can be like a pre-herpetic thing.
Why creepy crawly?
Well, you know what you get when you get a lip herpes, you get that kind of burny crawly feeling that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something sort of back in the perineal area, it could feel kind of uncomfortable. So the herpes, I worry about that if there's a rash. But in all probability, it's probably just a fungus, just a tinea.
And
might try some over-the-counter fungus cream.
No, what'd you say? Ron, what'd you say?
I said, as far as the testing for herpes, that's a blood test, right?
It's not. There is a blood test, but it's fairly worthless. The test is really you go in there and have a doctor look at the rash.
Is it really that worthless?
it's only useful as a corroboration. It's in addition to if there's a highly suspicious situation and you got a positive test, it seals the deal.
Mm-hmm. So why? You could test positive for herpes via blood test and not have it half the time?
The accuracy of a test is dependent on the probability of it being positive.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you
if you took one of your kids and just got them a herpes blood test,
could be positive.
It could be positive.
Yeah, easily.
But it's not true with the HIV test, is it?
No, that's a different kind of.
You say the accuracy of tests is based on the probability.
Yeah, but every single test the doctor does has a different accuracy and sort of. The quality of the tests are different in every single test we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The probability of it being truthful is very variable.
All right. You're running out of steam, buddy.
Well, I'm trying to think of a way of describing that with the way
you got
that we understand it.
You got nothing. Let's just move forward, huh?
Yeah.
Let's cut our losses. Who's been on hold the longest? Let's talk to Alicia or Alyssa. Or
Hi.
Her name is. What's your name, baby doll?
It's Alyssa.
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 All right, you're 19. What's up?
Okay, so I'm, like, attracted to abusive, like, men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it on. What's happening? Yeah, so?
Yeah.
Was your dad abusive?
Sure.
What?
Was your dad abusive?
No, but my mom was.
Ooh.
There's a little twist, yeah.
All right, so what's up?
Well, I had a boyfriend when I was 14, and we have been going on and off for 5 years now.
Wow.
And
same guy.
He is pretty abusive, like verbally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Not physically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, once we break up, we'll not talk for like, I don't know, like 2 months or whatever. We talk again. It's like, I'm totally attracted to him again, and I can't stay away.
Mm-hmm. So now what's going on? Neither one of you is meeting anyone else in the interim? Is that's what it's going to take for you guys to stay broken up. One of you is going to have to fall in love again.
Exactly. And why aren't you having
that happening in 2 months?
I don't know.
Right. As we've talked about, that abusive quality in relationship can intensify the attachment need.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that's doing the abusing is also the person they're going to for the relief of the abuse. Mm-hmm. So it intensifies things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, you guys have been going out since you were 14, for the love of Christ. That's enough.
Time for change.
5 years on and off. Let's just call it off for good.
Okay.
All right. And as far as the abuse stuff, how about you find a boyfriend that's not verbally abusive? I mean,
can try.
Well, it seems like you could. It does. I know your mom was a little nutty, but your dad was decent, right?
No.
No? What'd he have going?
He kicked me out of the house.
How old were you?
I was just over 18, and I was still in high school.
Oh, okay. Why did he kick you out of the house?
Because my stepmom and I don't get along at all.
Yeah. Chicks, by the way, hate stepmoms. Guys don't really care.
Yeah.
Guys are like having a pet. You get an 18-year-old guy, just kick him out of the house. Just like a dog. Yeah,
right.
Go sleep outside.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Go out of the garage. Yeah. Chicks hate my... My sister hated my stepmom. They don't like them for the role that they fill and the position that they fill.
They blame them. They get to be blamed for everything.
All right. So you're a pain in the ass with your stepmom, and your dad booted you out of the house.
Yep.
And by the way, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is that, first off, the dad is happy to be with some new blood. He's got the new relationship going. The daughter and the stepmom are going at it, and the dad is basically like, "Look, I got to live with this broad for the rest of my life. I'm kicking this this troublemaker out of here.
Yeah,
I'm not going to deal with it."
Yeesh.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's what happened over the Corolla family.
But again, Alyssa, so her esteem is completely shattered. She's stuck in this cycle of abuse she can't get out of. Listen, you've got to get yourself some help if you can't break this, because this is a very dysfunctional relationship. It's gone on far too long. Relationships that begin when you're 14, 15, 16 are supposed to end.
Yeah.
Even though it's hard to imagine it, we were talking about last night.
Yeah.
How could it possibly end? Well, they all do. And this one really needs to.
Yeah. At least that could have been a pain in the ass, too.
Hmm.
All right. So dad kicked you out. Hey, Lisa?
Yeah?
Why were you going at it with your stepmom?
Oh, my gosh, she's horrible. Like, I have a stepsister who's my age, mm-hmm. and she's the one who's pretty, and she's the one who's smart. Uh-oh. And, like, she, my stepmom constantly puts
Cinderella.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have to stay home at night and, like, clean the chimneys and the fireplaces?
Well, no.
Get up all night and cook the food for everybody in the morning?
Yeah.
No, but
and then everybody else gets to go to the ball. The prince puts on a ball. And
I did have a boyfriend, and when he broke up with me because of how I looked, she told me point blank, how could somebody be attracted to you?
That's nice. Yeah. And I'm sure she didn't say that.
Right.
But that's all my sister used to do, too.
What she said was, with that black fingernail polish and the black hair and the white skin, how is anybody going to be attracted
to
you? Why did you take care of yourself? Why did you take care of yourself and buy you some nice clothing?
That goes in as,
she told me I was ugly.
I know. Every time we have that where, my dad said I was stupid or ugly or fat or whatever, it's like, no, they don't say that. They say stuff like, how could you do something so stupid? That kind of stuff.
It's like we're begging you to take care of yourself. Let's get you a trainer so you can lose the weight and maybe you'll be more attractive.
Oh, call me fat.
There you go.
Mm. Drew, you can keep talking, by the way, if I take a sip of coffee. You don't have to stop.
I ran out of steam at that exact moment. I'm sorry. I have a certain... I can only go so far.
I'm like a
sort of like a Special Olympics, you know. I got muscle disease.
You got the special part, right.
A few yards and it's over.
All right. So listen. Look, all you broads out there, leave your stepmom alone. They're a pain in the ass, but why get into it with them? And you expect your dad to buck up and get your back? No way. Pee whipped. My puss dad. Are you kidding? Adios.
But really, we live in a time in a country where there is a sort of, we've institutionalized the transition out of the home. At 18, 19, the school, got dorms.
Dorms.
But you know what I mean? You can get away from that home that's not working for you in formal
carpet
life.
Carpet cleaning, apartment.
But the point is, you know, it's not everyone's a loser. Did I say those words come out?
Wow.
What did I say?
Get it off.
So, and that there's all this opportunity to leave and go to schools. I mean, all kinds of schools out there. Not everything is...
You got to realize, Drew, most of the crappy families we're talking about with the crappy step-parents and the dads and all that, they're not going off to college anywhere.
The point is, most people could.
Not really.
No,
going off to college. I didn't know anybody who went off to college who came from that. You couldn't. Are you kidding? Do you understand, when you don't have, like, parents, you can't even fill out stuff, you know, like, you just get a student loan and you're 17, you're 18, you're an idiot, your parents don't care, they want you out of the house, you don't fill out paperwork, you don't do anything.
But what I'm saying is that there's an out, and if you're really motivated to leave in this really miserable situation, there's an out.
You get a couple of roommates, all three of you get a crappy job and you move into a one bedroom and you bunk up on a futon and you try to do a better job and make another $1.50 an hour.
All right.
That's how it works.
There you go.
All right. And you get it on. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Is this your song, Drew? This isn't your song.
I'm trying to figure out which one this is.
Who is this, Anderson? Yeah. I like that song.
You like the Modest Mouse one?
I like the Modest Mouse.
You like the Modest Mouse.
Float on.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew likes Modest Mouse.
I like Modest Mouse. This is it.
This is you.
You seen the video for this? Pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
You're gay. Get the Modest Mousins in here.
Are they gay? No.
No, you're gay.
Well, I'm gay for liking it?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. And because your voice cracked when you said liking it.
I'm gay for liking it?
Peter Brady over here. Rick.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, well, see, like, it was about a week ago, and me and my girlfriend were having sex, we're going at it, right? And she came, and it seemed like, you know, the like that milky substance that comes out, there was a lot of blood in it, too, and she's not a virgin. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know what that's all about, because she's kind of freaked out. I mean, she's not, like, exactly terrified, but, you know, we haven't done it since, so.
Rick, many women bleed during sex and after sex. That's a mm-hmm. common thing. Why are you so freaked out?
Well, because this is the first time it's ever happened.
Okay, well, it will happen again.
Well, because I mean, it's really weird because we've done it quite a bit of times and it has never happened like that. It's never been mixed in with the...
It'll happen again. Is she on the birth control pill now?
Oh, no, no, no.
She's on
We just use condoms.
Condoms. Well, it'll happen again. It's just a normal thing.
Gotta suck it up, buddy.
Are you
part
sure?
Part of being a man. Yeah.
She needs a pelvic exam to be sure, but to have a little bit of blood generated from intercourse is a very, very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just the lining of the uterus can be sort of unstable, and this can stimulate it to slough off a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's already discharge and things there, so it kind of mixes in.
It's like a sword fight. If you're not drawing blood, you're not getting the job done. So my dad used to tell me.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my dad. He used to sit me down. He'd say, son. And then he would fall asleep. No, my daddy, a lot of wisdom, a lot of pearls.
Especially about intercourse.
Oh, he would sit down. I remember we weren't talking.
Oh, he's preparing for this career.
Oh, no. He would always tell me, son, you know, if you're not going to college, son, you got to get into radio. Yeah, we had a lot of those talks. Yeah. Thomas?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here we go, Thomas. Wait. Come on.
Get it on.
Get it on.
Yeah, what's happening, Thomas?
Oh, I can't say that on the radio, huh? Sorry, man.
All right.
Whatever you said, it was okay.
I had him on hold. Thomas is borderline retarded. I don't want to talk to him. Please, come on.
This is a question. I know, but it's one that makes me mad.
It's bogus, Drew. Yeah,
women, though, ask that question all the time.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Say the question.
The question he has there is if he puts she puts her finger in his anus, will it intensify or cause an orgasm? Which is the Cosmo crap.
Drew hates Cosmo.
Anyway.
All right.
See how that works?
You want to go back and talk to him?
No. Just see how that works. Get another shoots. Get run about 2 yards, and that's it. Stop.
You're done.
Done.
All right.
You don't know that by now?
I guess I do.
Yeah.
But the fact that we get paid the same makes me think maybe he's got more in him.
Doing my disability should somehow be discriminated against?
Well, you shouldn't be
How dare you?
You shouldn't be compensated for
How dare you?
There's got to be a compromise between overly compensated and...
Accommodated?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
No, I mean overly compensated for financially.
Oh, I see, compensated.
And discriminated against. Yes. Yeah. Hey, Thomas?
Yeah.
All right, I'm labeling your call bogus.
If it is bogus, go ahead and say it, and then go ahead and tell us what you made up as a question.
No, it's not bogus. My girlfriend's sitting right here. You can even ask her.
All right, I'd like to talk to her.
You want to talk to her?
Please.
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
We're going to have you ask the question.
I just want you guys to tell him that it's true. If I stick my fingers up his butt, he can get an orgasm.
Isn't there
little nerves right there?
No, that is not true.
Nerves.
That is absolutely not true.
I thought guys had some little, like...
Listen. Very few guys find that pleasurable. Very few.
Yeah.
Most guys find it uncomfortable and meaningless. And stop reading those magazines that give you that crappy advice.
She doesn't read magazines.
Did Miss Mama Pinsky put her little pinky in Dr. Drew's little dump?
Yeah, she did.
Hello.
All right there, Thomas. Thanks, everybody. You got to keep her.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, you hang on to her with both hands. You understand?
Yep.
You owe us. You got to take a bullet for us one of these days, too, though, Thomas.
Yeah.
He owes us.
Yeah. That's a good woman. All right, you ready to move on here, Drew?
Yeah.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Hi.
What's up?
Not much.
What's your question?
My son's about 10 and a half months old, and I started smoking cannabis again about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I probably smoke it maybe 2 or 3 times a week. And my ex tells me, he freaks out on me now that we're not together about it, mm-hmm. and says that it's bad for the baby. And I'm sure it's not good for him, but I just want to know what kind of effects it will have on my son.
I like the fact that you're sure it's not good for him.
It's tantamount to child abuse.
It is.
Yeah, you're giving chemicals to a child.
Via the breast milk.
Yeah. This is very serious. Not only that, an intoxicated mother is an abandoning and disconnected mom.
A little weed. And come on, my mom smoked a little pot.
Had no effect on you. None. None. You've never brought it up.
Great parent.
And what's great is you weren't even an infant when that all went on, where it can really have a profound effect.
Yeah, she called them her herbal cigarettes.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do here, Chelsea? If you are addicted to pot to the point that you're going to put your child in harm's way, I suggest you get some help with that.
Well, how often are you smoking pot?
2 or 3 times a week, she said.
Oh,
but that's her trying to control it because she knows it's bad. She says, said so herself.
I quit doing it for like 2 or 3 years, and it made me, because I would get paranoid, and then after I had him, it was weird. I craved it. I'd never had that feeling before.
Well, now you have it.
You say you never had that feeling before, but you were smoking pot regularly.
Right, so you never had the craving because you never let go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got to the point where I couldn't do it anymore, and I just didn't like it, and then it was...
Well, what happens with pot is if you do it long enough, the effects wear off, and so most people switch to other drugs at that point. They'll switch to alcohol or speed because that corrects some of the depression and brings some of the effect back on the pot. So
where's the husband, or the father, I should say?
I just barely moved out of his house a couple of weeks ago, and then now he brings up what a bad mom I am for doing that. And I mean.
Well, it's not just bad mom; right. It could be criminal.
Really?
Yeah, you got to be really careful with stuff.
What's the criminal part? The breastfeeding part?
Well, there are increasingly. They're taking actions against women who use substances during pregnancies. And now I've not seen anything specifically about...
You're doing the math.
...during nursing, but that's, I'm sure, going to be happening.
You could extrapolate that,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Chelsea?
See, I would justify it because I was like, oh, I'm not a crack whore, but, you know, it's not right. I know it's not right.
Yeah. Oh, a little gas go, speaking of crack. There'll always be worse mothers than you.
Yes.
That really shouldn't be, you know, look.
Some women drown their kids. Go straight ahead.
That's right. She's worse. Drowning your kid.
That's worse.
And by the way, it's like when your team was 1-15 last year, don't look at the team that's 0-16 and go, they were worse.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try to improve your record.
Yeah.
They're worse moms than me. Oh, yeah.
But that's denial. That's what addiction is, though.
All right, Chelsea. Well,
I'm crazy thinking. Going to use it against me, basically, to take custody of my son. That's what I was most afraid of. And, yeah, I'm not going to just stop doing it just because of that fact. I mean, I'll quit doing it because I just didn't know how harmful it really was.
All that is true. Well, you could lose the child. You could face criminal charges. You could harm the child. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead and stop. That's enough. One of those will be fine, you know, a reason to stop. And if the drug is more important than all those things, then that is profound addiction.
All right. And now, let me just figure out this again. Where is the father of the child?
Where is he? He lived with his parents, and I just moved into my mom's, like, within the past few weeks.
So you moved out of his parents?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's where the confusion came, because I said, where's the guy? And you sort of said, I moved out of his house. But it was sort of led me to believe that it was something with the parents. You got to say he's living at home and you were living with him. But anyway. You moved out of his parents' house and into your parents' house.
Correct.
All right. By the way, this is why you don't have kids at 20, because the father's living at home, and then the mom, then they get in a blowout because they're living in the rumpus room, and then you go home to your mom.
Remember the call we had last night where the girl was going, well, my parents are in here, his parents are going to take care of him. This is that craziness.
Okay, and so is he going to be in the child's life?
Yeah, actually, my son's over there. We switch off like every other day.
Okay.
All right, and what's he doing besides living at home?
He worked. He was supporting me, so I stayed home for 9 months with my son, and I started working, and then he cheated on me again and again and again, and he tells me about it every time, so then I just moved out.
This guy's got quite an operator. He's cheating from home. You know what I mean? Living at your folks' house with your wife and his son. And
announces it. Huh?
So he's cheating, and this guy, by the way, he's got range. He's living at his parents' house.
Yeah.
With you and his son, and he cheats?
Yeah.
Wow.
At random. He'll get drunk. He supposedly doesn't remember. He said somebody saw him do it, and that's why he came clean. So. Which I don't know how.
How do you know somebody saw him do it if he's blacked out?
Here's the deal. He has to be abusing her.
I ended up knowing the girl that saw it happen.
Well, how else was he abusive towards you? Well, we're going.
All right. What do you guys? Are you going for the world's worst parent? Is that what you guys are trying to accomplish?
No, we've been together for 3 years, and he cheated on me before I was pregnant, and then it hadn't happened for two years, and then
you broke up with him. Fine.
Yeah, it makes me feel guilty. He tells me.
Guilty. Look, please stop acting out. Look, don't have kids when you're 20. Everybody. But this isn't abuse to this child. Imagine this guy who's raising a kid. This guy, I wouldn't let this guy hold my umbrella. I wouldn't, if he was just standing by the door and it was raining and I went to a restaurant, I wouldn't trust him. So he's going to burn a hole in it. He's going to bend it into a coat hanger. He's going to do that Tony Randall thing where he sticks it into a cigar and then holds it up in Oscar Madison's face. I can you imagine this guy rearing a kid? No?
No.
And as a society, no problem. Let me do this. Let me ask you this. Some of these countries that aren't doing so well, such as Africa. What's the problem? What's going on over there? Is it good parents staying together? Everyone's college educated, plenty of money to go around, mature parents? Is that the problem? Is that the problem over there? Why are the kids going bad over there? Why is there AIDS being spread around? Why the poverty? Why the unemployment? Why the disease? Well, what's going on over there? Let's think. Well, could be a lot of moms getting pregnant and dads not around. Mm-hmm. Could be a lot of uneducated people with no means getting pregnant at a very early age.
No food either out there.
And
that's a big problem.
Yeah, I'm going to count that as a reason why you shouldn't get pregnant. Yeah. But the point is how do the kids turn out? Well, a couple of years goes by and now you got a problem. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, don't want to do that kind of math? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The earlier you get pregnant, the poorer you are. The dumber you are, the less dad hangs around, worse it is on the kid. And eventually you get enough of those, and you got Africa. Mm-hmm. That's what you got, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that what we want? Is there a thing? Yeah? We want to get that going over here? Hey, that's great. Let's get that going over here. That's fantastic. Then we could send ourselves relief. Be awesome. You know what we do? We send all the relief to Africa, and they send
it back.
Half of it.
Okay.
They keep some of the condoms and some of the AZT for themselves and maybe some canned garbanzo beans and send some of the crap back our way so we can take care of ourselves.
Wow.
Is that the plan?
Seems to be.
All right.
Here we go.
Fantastic. No correlation there? Don't want to work on that? Don't want to focus on that?
No.
No. Okay.
Drug policies.
Yeah, we can. We got to talk about
Canadian drugs.
We got to talk about, here's a big topic. Secondhand smoke. Mm. And Canadian drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And speeders.
Vietnam War records.
And there's some smoking going on the beach.
We got to
put an end to that.
Oh, yeah.
Then we focus on this problem. It's way down the list. Way down the list. All right? All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Poor Adam got to do some work. He's very upset. Oh, my.
Yeah. I did Best Damn Sports Show. Best Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that show today. Got whacked in the head by linebacker Brian Cox with a wood dowel. Still reeling. I was telling Drew, they asked me if I wanted to fill in for Tom Arnold for a week. Sounded good, but, you know, I got a job. I got a daytime job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You want to be done by one.
Got to make with the jokes.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Two. I beg your pardon. Done by
30. 3:30. All right, you ready to get it on?
Yeah.
Let's get it on. Mike?
Hi. Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. You're 19. What's up?
I'm 19, yeah. Basically, my question is, all right, I was having sex with this girl. Well, actually, okay, she gave me oral to start with, and, you know, and I came one time, and then we started having sex, and I used a condom. And while we're having sex, like I heard this like pop, and I pulled it out real quick, and like it was a condom, like it like burst open. It was like a balloon popped, and
Sometimes they can get some air force in the tip and actually keep pistoning it down there.
All right, and hear the pop?
It's kind of weird, but I can imagine it.
Like, right, it was loud, too. It was like you put a pin to a balloon.
No. No.
Yeah, so basically, I took it out right away, and basically, I'm worried that, you know.
Well, whenever there's possibly a sperm around, which there is after an orgasm, and condom breaks, that's indication for the morning after pill, the emergency contraception, just in case.
All right. Let's get it on, Drew.
Get it on.
Bye, dating a girl in Florida.
We haven't had a Germany or Florida in like 2 weeks. Weird.
Somebody bailed us out with one last week sometime. Liz?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I just moved to Arizona from Florida, and I lived there for a year because I broke up with my boyfriend in Phoenix. So I moved to Florida where I had gone to high school at, and I went to live with a friend, and I met a girl, and she was my first girlfriend, and I'm kind of, I left Florida because I kind of wanted better opportunities in Arizona where my family's at, and now I'm kind of back with him, and I don't really know what I want. I don't really know if I want him or her, and they both know the situations I'm in. They
both what do you mean? You mean you don't know if you want a guy or a girl?
I don't know if I want her or him.
That's a guy or a girl.
I
don't know if I want my ex-boyfriend in Arizona, who I'm basically staying with right now, and I don't know if I want to be with her, and she's in Florida.
All right. Well, you're in Arizona, right?
Yes, but I already bought a ticket back to be with her, and she knows that I don't know if I want to be with her or him. And I'm like,
all right, quiet down.
All I get from Liz is just what we call a porous boundary. It's like, where does Liz stop and these people, you know, it's like, oof, everything's porous.
What's up with you? What'd your parents do to you?
Foster care?
No. Actually, I grew up with my dad until I was about 12. And
where was your mom?
I came out until that he...
Where was your mom? Where was your mom?
My dad got all of us, me, my three brothers, and me.
Too tired.
Where was your mom?
She was there. I got to see her three times a week, or when I was little, and then I went to live with my mother in Florida too. They both lived in Florida.
Wait a minute. You understand what we're asking, Liz?
Why
did your mom lose custody of all of her kids?
Because she's poor.
No. Nope.
Pretty much that.
Give me the rest of it, other than the pretty much part.
I don't think she could afford us, but...
I know. Listen, nobody can afford them. That's why the husband pays.
Right. Why did she not get custody of the kids?
She didn't abuse me or anything like that.
Liz, she did something because you're refusing to answer the question.
She didn't do anything. My father abused me, and that's when I went to live with her when I was 12.
Oh, okay.
He sexually abused you?
He messed my father sexually emotionally abused me.
Okay,
you know?
but remember, in
Florida...
I was sexually molested.
All right, hold on a second. First off, in Florida, if you only sexually abuse your kid, they give you the keys to the city.
Really?
Yeah, they have a program for that. They're used to sexual, physical, and verbal abuse in Florida. And if you just do, like, let's say, physical and sexual or sexual and verbal, but you don't do the hat trick, you're considered a hero.
Hero. The city of Baracho.
City of Baracho will give you the... City of Baracho.
City of Baracho.
City of Baracho. What's that mean?
Drunk.
Oh, okay.
It's in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Baracho. Hey, Liz?
Yes.
All right. You're all over the map, baby. You're a mess. Because you're horrible parents. Okay, so listen. How about this? Please,
do not get pregnant. Maybe the girl is a good thing for her.
No, I'm not going to get pregnant. I already had therapy for 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been through all that.
Let me explain what the therapy is going to be for you. It's going to be a way of life.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing. That's fine. You need it. It's what the insulin is to the diabetic.
Absolutely.
You need it. You understand?
To help contain all this. You have no boundaries. None. Naturally. You can't even figure out why your mother didn't raise you.
Yeah.
And then you were sexually abused by a dad. And remember, your mom is the woman that thought
it was
divorced.
They were divorced.
Listen. Oh, well, that's why she didn't get custody. All divorced women lose their children, of course.
They were divorced when I was
pretty much 2 years old. They were divorced. I don't even really remember much of any
of
my
Liz,
parents.
Right, your mom lost...
Stop talking, though. Yeah. You have no answers.
Yeah, you don't know why your mom lost...
I really have no idea.
Right, okay. You have no idea. We got that. But the fact is your mom lost custody of the kids for some egregious reason. Yeah. Even if it was just that she relinquished them to the dad. And by the way,
the dad did the molesting.
She saw fit to hook up with a child molester.
Right.
So that means your mom was abused,
and then dumped the kids off with the molester.
Right. It's a horrible situation.
Disaster.
You need some work with that.
All right. So stop acting out. You're chaotic. Engineer Chris. Spinning like a dreidel or whirling like a dervish?
Spinning like a dreidel.
Okay.
Good.
You're spinning like a dreidel. Do you know what a dreidel is?
Yeah.
You do?
It's that devil thing.
Devil thing.
All right.
Well, get some letters on that one.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody, get it on.
Get it on.
All right. Dean Cain, dear friend, Dean Cain on the show tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Are they gay? No.
No, you're gay.
Well, I'm gay for liking it?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. And because your voice cracked when you said liking it.
I'm gay for liking it.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.